on a nice late June afternoon here in Wisconsin. It'll be Tommy Malone today for the Twins and Mike Fiers opposing for Milwaukee. Chris's pregame coming up at the bottom of the hour, then first pitch at 1:10 here on the Treasure Island Baseball Network. Welcome to Inside Twins. I'm Corey Provis, and our guest today, we welcome in the GM of the Minnesota Twins. We say good afternoon to Terry Ryan. How are you?
Good, Corey.
Well, good to see you as always, and a lot to get to on the show today. But, Terry, as we kind of, you know, look back at the week that has been for this Minnesota Twins team, June's kind of been up and down offensively, but I know we didn't see a good start on Friday from Trevor May, but the starting pitching, I think, has been on a great run here for quite some time.
Yeah, I agree with that. We've pitched. We haven't scored like we like, but for the most part, I think our starting pitching has been solid. And that allows your bullpen to kind of settle into where they belong. And Paul and Neil Allen can set up that bullpen like happened yesterday. That was the ideal scenario for us to get right deep into a game and then turn it over.
Yeah, it's been fascinating looking at some numbers on Blaine Boyer. You know, Boyer came in. He's been great against lefties. He got power there in the seventh inning. And Casey Fien, he's found that groove again that we've seen the past couple of years. It looks like he's back in that eighth inning spot.
I agree with that. I thought the biggest at-bat yesterday was Boyer striking out Parra, and it was ironically on a breaking ball that was sharp and tight and powerful. And of course, Fien kind of looks the way he did last year, last couple of years, and that's very well received here because we need him to step up. Then he turned it over to Perkins, and it was a typical save for Glenn. So it all went well.
I'm not saying that an injury is ever a blessing, but Fien in the past has had the great start. He's had great 3-4 month beginnings to his season, then has kind of cooled off August, September. Do you think we'll maybe look back on the month that he missed in April into May as maybe a good thing for his shoulder and his arm?
Probably will be. He was out for about a month, Corey. I don't think when we put him on the disabled list originally that we thought he'd be out more than the 15 days required. Then all of a sudden it developed into a little bit more rehab. And ultimately, when we get into August, September, I suspect that'll be beneficial for him.
Alex Meyer made his major league debut here on Friday. Not ideal the way you probably wanted to map out, you know, Meyer, how he would come into a ball game. But even before we get to that, what changed for Alex from the rotation to the bullpen this year at AAA, Terry?
Well, he had more confidence coming out. Of course, you probably would if you only had to face 3, 4, 5 hitters. Corey, it's just one of those things. If you don't have to face a lineup 3 or 4 times, you're probably going to be better. His velocity's about the same. I can say that because I saw him start, and he was throwing as hard as a starter as he did as a reliever here the other night. But I'm sure the confidence factor and the mental factor all plays a part of this thing, and ultimately he got himself straightened away and got a promotion. I would have liked to have seen him come in a blowout in the other way, unfortunately, but that was not a good game we played the other night. He didn't help the cause, but he got his feet wet, and I would hope that he'd learn from that and realize that you can't throw fastballs down the middle of the plate up here. You're probably going to get whacked.
The role that we saw him in on Friday, kind of as a long man, and he had multiple innings even out of the bullpen this year at AAA. Does he have that same role right now? Is he more or less the team long man right now?
Yeah, I think he and Presley and probably Graham, all three of them, you can put in that game somewhere to rely on them to give you multiple innings. And, you know, that's a pretty good trifecta there. You know, Presley's got impressive stuff. Graham's got impressive stuff. And Meyer has better stuff than both. So we've got a chance there at least to hold the fort if we fall into one of those bad games. And we've got three guys you could go to instead of just one.
I'm sure Alex is happy to be here, and as he should be. But where is the organization at with Meyer being a starter at some point someday?
Well, I don't think we'll give up on that, and it'll be dependent on how he responds to this role. And if he responds favorably, then he's got a pretty good situation because we know that he has enough pitches to start, and ultimately we could decide that over the next off season, for instance, or maybe later on this year. Because we'll have games in September, certainly, that we're going to want to back some people off to make sure that the innings don't creep up on them. And we've got people here. Graham could start a game if we needed. And, you know, hopefully it'd be in September where we have that type of luxury. We can do a lot of things with pitching in September.
All right, we'll take our first break here at Inside Twins. We welcome your questions today. You can reach us in two ways, via email, InsideTwins@TwinsBaseball.com, or on Twitter, #InsideTwins. When we come back, we're going to shift gears and talk a little bit about Byron Buxton, Danny Santana, and more offensive subjects as well. That and more coming up as Inside Twins continues from Milwaukee on your home for Twins baseball.
It's another season of Twins baseball in the great outdoors. Brought to you by Target. Expect more, pay less.
Don't let a sports injury keep you from achieving your goals. Mayo Clinic Sports Medicine Center's physical medicine and rehabilitation physicians are world leaders in providing non-operative treatment for musculoskeletal injuries to help you recover quickly and perform your best. It's sports medicine designed by Mayo Clinic experts. Make your appointment today at Mayo Clinic Square in Minneapolis or Mayo Clinic in Rochester. Mayo Clinic is changing your game.
There may be times when buying any old insurance will do. But when you have people depending on you, when you have something that you simply cannot afford to lose, when you actually have to take them up on that promise to make everything right again, well, there's a kind of insurance you buy for that, too. West Bend. Because the worst brings out our best. Ask your independent insurance agent about getting a West Bend policy for the things you can't afford to lose.
The Twins won yesterday, so you know what that means. 50% off large and extra large pizzas from Papa John's. Log on to papajohns.com today and use promo code TWINSWIN to get 50% off any regular menu price large or extra large pizzas.
Go Big Papa.
That's 50% off Papa John's pizza today and the day after any Twins win. Now that's a steal of a pizza deal. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
This is the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
We talk about his play, and he's kind of a violent player, the way he runs into walls, the way he dives into bases, and he's a moving train wreck because he's got so much speed. But he got his left hand trapped under his body on the head first slide, and he sprained his left thumb. It's not a good situation, something that you need in terms of hitting particularly. And we're looking at probably 4 to 6 weeks for to get that thing right.
And that was Paul Molitor during our pregame show on Friday, speaking of the injured Byron Buxton. And as we continue now with Terry Ryan. And Terry, I wanted to play that for you because I wanted you to respond to Paul's comments and the way that he described the style of play for Buxton.
A lot of players that are 21 or 20, 22, first time through and so forth, Corey, are like that because they try to do more than is necessary. They always want to make the great player. They always want to steal the important bag. And Byron's always had a little trouble sliding, no matter what level he's been at, because he is fast, and he's going to get a lot of opportunities to try to steal bases. Unfortunately, he's stuck a little bit on that slide, which, you know, up here, I'm not sure that we're ever going to be able to get him to slide feet first, and consequently you're going to have hand, wrist, and shoulder issues. But there are a lot of players that are in the major leagues that do that, and it happens, and hopefully we can get over it after this one time and get through it.
Do you hope that maturity maybe curbs some of that, or do you not want to curb that at all, and that's the way that this guy plays because his speed is such an asset to how he goes about things?
I think it will be. He'll settle down. You know, players have a way of knowing when and not when to do things, and I can remember a lot of players coming up when they're young, and ultimately they get hurt because they do something that you wish they wouldn't have. And unfortunately, Byron did that the other day, and I was cringing when he made that slide, and I'm hoping he'd get up, and he did. But it's unfortunate that he'll be out for at least a month.
Yeah, a month is maybe the limit there for Buxton. If not, a few more weeks after that, we'll know more as the weeks kind of progress here this summer. With Buxton out now, Terry, center field, kind of we're going to see maybe a mix of personnel out there. Eddie Rosario played some center field in the minor leagues. He was there yesterday. And Brad Stahl told me back in spring, if given the chance, Eddie Rosario is a good center fielder. He can play a good center.
I agree. I've seen him play a lot of center field in my life, and he's faster than you think. He's got that first step. He's usually on a pretty good route, and he's got an accurate arm with some arm strength. Well, we can get by with Rosario with as long as he hits some, but we also we have the ability certainly to put Robinson over there. Plus Hicks, you know, depending on how he does down at AAA here in the next week or so, we always have that insurance as well. I'm hoping Hicks tears it up here and we can get him back up here and use him.
Yeah, that's going to go right there because Hicks is on his rehab. He got some at-bats on Friday as a DH. They were rained out yesterday, and he's going to be in the lineup again today, weather permitting. He could come off the DL. This would be his last day. He could rejoin the team tomorrow in Cincinnati. Will that happen?
No, I don't think so. I think we want to get him some at-bats and get him back up to even here before we think about bringing him back here.
Danny Santana took Buxton's spot on the active roster, and Brad Stile joined Chris Atterbury on our pregame show on Friday. And Brad revealed some interesting information about Danny. When he got sent out, the plan was for him to be at short for a week, but then also go back and maybe see some outfield spots, some corners, some center the following week. Was that the plan all along, and why that plan to maybe make Danny a more versatile player this time around?
Well, the first thing we wanted to do when we sent him back is to get his offense and his bat going. So we decided not to do anything with him defensively except for shortstop. And then once he started to hit a little bit and get comfortable, we decided we wanted more versatility to give him an avenue to come back up here. Shortstop was taken care of. Of course, Nunez and Escobar can play short. We're still struggling some in the center field area, and Danny, of course, had a good year for us last year, so we thought we'd give him that versatility.
The Twins have been at 13 pitchers now for a while. Has it been longer than you and Paul maybe envisioned when you guys made this move back in May?
Yeah, we've won our fair share of games with 13, Corey, so we really haven't messed with it too much. Now, thankfully, we had 13 the other day when we had to go through our bullpen, but right now we're okay because we have so much versatility with the extra guys that are on the bench when they don't start, and we can get by with 13. I think the ultimate goal here is to get back to 12.
What do you need to see for that to happen? Because the starting pitching for the most part outside of Friday has been on this great run. Is that the first indicator to let you know that I think we can go back down to 12?
Yeah, I think as long as that starting pitching, and Irvin Santana might have something to do with that as well. You'd expect him to be fairly consistent. But right now we're doing okay. We've got enough versatility, and we're winning our fair share of games with 13, so I think we'll stay put here for a while.
Irvin Santana is a good point to break because when we come back, we'll talk more about the Twins starting pitcher who is on his rehab assignment as we speak. Just made his second start. One more to go for Irvin before he joins the Twins in Kansas City next weekend. More with Terry Ryan next. Inside Twins continues on your home for Twins baseball.
Every day I wake up at 5 to give Dad his medicine. Every day I wake up at 5 to give Dad his medicine. At 6, I make his breakfast. Every day I wake up at 5 to give Dad his medicine. At 6, I make his breakfast. At 7, I shower. Every day I wake up
for those caring for a loved one, we hear you. That's why AARP created a community to help us better care for ourselves and the ones we love. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Wednesdays are Student Day at Target Field. Rasmussen College is partnering with the Twins to offer $5 standing room tickets the day of the game. All you have to do is show your student ID. For more information, go to twinsbaseball.com.
Welcome back to The Cat Show. Up next, we have Nico. Nico is a member of the Shelter Pet Group.
That's right. A group known especially for their sunspot sleeping, ball chasing, leg rubbing, couch purring, bed leaping, and of course, companionship.
Wonderful. And what breed would you say Nico is?
I'd have to go with a tabby-ish Persian kind of mix.
Tremendous cat.
I'd also like to point out her coat's wonderful mix of colors. Is it black, gray, black, brown?
Somewhere in between.
Indeed.
You know, it's always special when we get to see a cat like this.
Just look how she struts.
It's like she owns the place.
And how she's so incredibly cute in her indifference to commands.
A strong-willed feline.
Ah, and see how she curls up and cuddles her person.
The pitch on her purring is simply perfect.
Nice one.
I know. Fantastic cat.
Fantastic indeed. But really the best way to know an amazing shelter pet like Nico is to meet one.
Visit theshelterpetproject.org today. Adopt. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Dollar Dogs are back for another season at Target Field. Every Wednesday, visit the Hennepin Grill or Taste of Twins Territory concession stands for a tasty Schweigert hot dog for just a buck. Limit 2 per person while supplies last. For more information, go to twinsbaseball.com.
Welcome back. Inside Twins continues alongside Terry Ryan. I'm Corey Provis. Game three coming up at 1:10 in this series between the Twins and the Brewers. Mike Fiers for Milwaukee and Tommy Malone for the Twins. Irvin Santana's name, Terry, came up in the last segment. He will make one more rehab start this week at AAA, and then he is locked in, I guess, to make his Twins debut on Sunday in Kansas City.
Yeah, everything being equal in his next start, we should be able to just activate him and get him ready for the 5-day in-between, and he'll join us in Kansas City.
So with Santana in the rotation next weekend, how do you see it right now? Who's the odd man out?
Well, we've got 13, so somebody on that pitching staff is going to have to go, Corey. We aren't certainly going to go to 14 pitchers. But we'll play it out. You know, somehow, some way, this has a knack of working itself out. But if it doesn't, we have a good choice here because most people are doing a very good job. And ultimately, they'll make the decision on us tougher if they keep competing and performing.
Has the idea of a six-man rotation been debated at least through the All-Star break and then reassessed when the second half begins in Oakland?
We have not talked about that approach. I think we're more comfortable at five, and the All-Star break will give us some more freedom to do whatever we want on the first day back, which is another good thing. We can push people around a little bit to give them extra rest. So I think we're leaning toward five.
Kyle Gibson yesterday picked up his first win in quite some time. Did you see progress out of Gibson yesterday?
I thought he was good yesterday. His pitches were sharp. He didn't pick at the zone nearly as much. He gave us a good start there and an opportunity to win that game. I thought he was very good there, especially real early. His pitches were awfully impressive. I sat behind home plate yesterday, which is a very good view on what he was featuring, and I think all in all, you know, he's got a ceiling for me he hasn't reached yet. He's a pretty good pitcher.
Neil Allen has stressed from day one that he wants his pitchers, because you're not going to have too many guys that throw in the upper 90s in that rotation, to back guys off the plate. And certainly Tommy Malone's going to be 89-90, but he's been doing that, hasn't he? He's been going in the corners. He's been getting guys uncomfortable at the plate during this great run.
Yeah, he's done a pretty good job. I hope he doesn't back off, Corey, because he cannot pick at the zone. He has to get in that strike zone. And this ballpark here is not conducive to his stuff. I think Target Field is. This one's not. So he's going to have to be careful. If he gives up a long ball, hopefully it'll be a solo shot.
Ricky Nolasco still on the DL, and I know the orthotics came up during our conversation last week, and I guess he tested the orthotic but was unable to go. So where are you at with Ricky medically right now, Terry?
Yeah, we're going to end up sending him to a doctor that examined him about 2 weeks ago who happened to be in Minneapolis area. His name's Dr. Anderson, so we're going to send him back to Dr. Anderson and see if he can give us some more information, so we'll get a second opinion.
And this is an old injury? This was something that happened before he signed with the Twins, even maybe with his Marlins days?
Yeah, I think this might even back to his amateur days, so it's quite lengthy, but it's unfortunate because he was pitching well for us this year, and now all of a sudden this crept into us, and you know, it's one of those things, and hopefully we'll get him back and give us more choices and depth, but right now he's a no-go.
All right, we'll take our last break here at Inside Twins. We'll talk some more injuries and dip into the minor leagues as well as we wrap things up here in Milwaukee. Game three, the Twins and the Brewers coming up at 1:10. Chris's pregame show about 10 minutes from right now. Inside Twins continues next on your home for Twins baseball.
Don't let pain interrupt your life. CDI, the official MRI provider for the Minnesota Twins, also offers comprehensive pain management solutions. The CDI team can diagnose and treat the source of your pain, all in a relaxed and comfortable outpatient setting. Before you consider surgery, visit one of CDI's convenient locations throughout the metro and St. Cloud. Learn more at mycdi.com and search Pain Care.
Take the muscle out of mowing with Toro's new all-wheel drive recycler walk mower. All-wheel drive provides you extra traction for hills and uneven areas. The personal pace automatic drive system senses and smoothly adjusts to your walking pace. And Toro's recycler cutting system clips clippings into a fine mulch for a healthy, lush lawn. See the Toro recycler all-wheel drive mower with smart features and proven dependability at these retailers. Hugo Equipment Company in Hugo, Mankey's Outdoor Equipment in Owatonna, Acme Tools in Plymouth, Duluth, Bemidji, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Fargo, and Minot.
Super America is proud to sponsor our Minnesota Twins. Remember that with your ticket stub, you receive 1 cent off per gallon for every hit they record in that game. A deal that lasts all season, so stop into any participating Super America with Super Fuels and save big. Super deals, super savings, Super America.
It's another season of Twins baseball in the great outdoors. Brought to you by Target. Expect more, pay less.
Meet Maggie. Nothing thrilled Maggie until she discovered the Minnesota Lottery's new Make My Day family of games. Now everything makes her day.
Small coffee, Maggie.
Yes!
Maggie, party of two, your table is ready.
Booyah!
Prescription for Maggie.
Play Make My Day, week, month, or year for the chance to win up to $200,000. Chance is a beautiful thing. Must be 18 or older. MNLottery.com.
Kids grow out of calling mom, mommy. They grow out of sleeping with a blankie. They grow out of eating stuff off the floor. They grow out of race car-shaped beds. They grow out of having invisible friends, hopefully. But a kid never grows out of baseball. They grow old with it. The joy, the lessons, and the memories stick with them like pine tar. Give your kid the lifelong gift of baseball. Learn more at twinscommunityfund.org. The Twins Community Fund, getting more kids in the game. The Minnesota Twins Community Fund is supported by Minnesota Twins Cornerstone Partners, Target, U.S. Bank, Treasure Island Resort and Casino, and Delta Airlines. We thank them for supporting youth baseball and softball throughout the Upper Midwest and for getting more kids in the game.
This is the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
2 minutes left of Inside Twins as we wrap up today here in Milwaukee. Should be a big crowd. It's Paul Molitor bobblehead giveaway today. It's kind of rare, Terry, for the opposing manager who had obviously a great career, Hall of Fame career in this town to be honored. But, yeah, Molitor, Hall of Fame bobblehead giveaway today.
He's a big name in this franchise, Corey. I go back to the days of watching him as a player here. He's a phenomenal talent here. He did a lot of good things for this franchise. And ironically, we had a bobblehead day for him last week, so yeah. That's two in a week for him.
Yeah, the emotion has been evident. I think looking at Paul and watching him throughout the weekend, he knew this one was going to be pretty special.
Yeah, there's no doubt he's got a lot of friends here and family here, and I think it's been an emotional trip. He took that visit into the Selig experience up here in the left field corner, which was amazing in itself. So I think this has been a well-received trip for Paul.
The Twins are playing game three of six straight in National League ballparks, and thus pitchers will bat. As a longtime baseball man, how come pitchers can't be better hitters, at least not at the point when, and Malone's got a home run, but so many pitchers hit sub 100. Isn't there time for pitchers to have more time to work on their at-bats?
Yeah, I'm sure there is enough time. Unfortunately, some of these pitchers haven't touched a bat since high school. Mm. And that's a little tough to ask those guys to go up there and give a quality of at-bat. Now, Malone, I think, might, because he's got a pretty good stroke and he doesn't have any fear and it looks like he's kind of got a little interest. That's a pretty good combination. Maybe we'll get a RBI, Tommy Malone.
Yeah, Tommy hit a home run. First pitch he saw. He was with Washington, homered off Dylan G against the Mets back in 2011. That was in early September. The Twins pitchers still don't have a home run since Jim Cott back in 1972. Is that right? That's the last time the Twins pitcher hit a home run, so Malone's got a chance today.
Yeah, well, I would say, I don't know if Tommy Malone was a guy that was a double player when he was at USC, but he looks like he might be able to hit.
Do you like this, though? Do you think the game will ever change when we lose the DH or we have the DH in both leagues?
I don't know. There's a lot of talk about it, but there's not enough steam. It doesn't seem like everybody wants to get on the same page, and there's factions in the National League versus the American. I don't know. The Players Association, I suspect, would like to see the DH, but I don't know if that's ever going to come to a front here where we can get both leagues in the same role.
Has that ever come up in the past when you were on Commissioner Selig's committee? Did that even get much conversation when you guys looked ahead to upcoming CBA agreements?
It gets a lot of talk. every year. We talk about it every year, and we got a new agreement coming up here in another year, Corey, so maybe it'll get a lot of talk again.
Let's close your show with this, and we mentioned some big injuries early impacting the Twins, and I think we're dealing with another one right now. Yesterday in the sausage race, the Twins' outstanding director of team travel was in the race as the hot dog. He finished, I think, by many a disappointing third, and the report today to the training room is he's got a bad hamstring or a quad. Do you think this will impact our suitcases? Do you think this may impact his career moving forward?
I'm not sure he'll be able to take the post. We'll have to put him on the 7-day DL. He let a sausage and a Polish beat him.
Yeah.
So I'm not, I don't know. That's almost embarrassing.
And apparently the Polish, a college football punt returner.
Yeah,
that's apparently who that guy was.
Yeah, well, Mike used to be a college baseball player, so he ought to be able to do something, and he didn't finish second. He finished third.
He finished third, and he may be cheated. I think he got out of the gate a little early, too.
Yeah, he got a running start, as we say, so he didn't exactly fare very well here, but I'll give him some credit. He tried, but I'm not sure his legs took him to the finish line very strongly.
Safe travels this week. Thanks for your time.
Thanks,
Terry
Brady.
Ryan joining us here inside Twins each and every Sunday at noon. Chris Atterbury's pregame show is coming up next. Game 3, the Twins and the Brewers at 1:10. Chris's pregame is next on your home for Twins Baseball.